I'd like to acknowledge Brendan Smith's office and Brendan Smith himself for sponsoring today's event. So I might pass over to Brendan to introduce today's guest speaker and to invite him to say a few words if you wish. Thank you.
Thank you, Kiki. Ladies and gentlemen, particularly gentlemen being here today, because I think there's more blokes at this mental health forum than I've ever seen at a mental health forum, because it's normally dominated by the girls. So well done the girls, but good on you blokes for turning up. I was lucky enough to be a minister in the Carnell government, and in 2000, as part of Clean Up Australia, which might seem an odd introduction to this, but as part of Clean Up Australia, I said to the department, why don't we as a group of senior executives go down to Burney Court, which I suspect most of you would still know and remember, and why don't we work with the tenants and clean up Burney Court? And the head of the department said, oh, Minister, that would be most unsightly, you cleaning up with people at Burney Court. So we went anyway, and was digging a pile of dirt that had obviously been dumped there in the late 70s and left, and it was sort of hardened, it was almost like sandstone. When there's this big burly guy with, you know, the sleeves torn out of his sweatshirt and tats from here to there and you know, lank, greasy hair, and came up and he said, oh, out of the way, Shorty, give me the shovel, I'll fix that for you. And he pushed Paul and I out of the way and he dug him this pile of dirt, and after about 15 minutes he was absolutely knocked up. He was just huffing and puffing, and we said, why don't we take back over? He said, oh, he said, no, no, he said, I want to help. He said, got out of Goulburn yesterday. He said, I had a few smokes last night, and he said, I drank my six-pack of beer, I was broken, I was wondering about what I would do, whether I'd stay here or just do something to go back home. And it stuck with me for all that time that this guy's only solution to life after being released from Goulburn Jail was to smoke a few joints, drink his six-pack of beer, and steal another car to go back home. And how sad is that, that he came out of a system that hadn't equipped him to adequately rehabilitate himself back into society. And society didn't have a path for him to follow. And I suspect you've all got stories in a similar vein, if not worse. And you only have to, if you've got the report, go to page 8, where Dr. Richard Matthews, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Corrective Services, presented to a House of Reps inquiry, where the summary is 78.2% of men and 90% of women have a psychiatric condition when they are held in reception at the remand facility. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a national disgrace. And what we have here at the ACT is a fabulous opportunity to get it right. We don't have to accept the rum core traditions that perhaps permeate places like New South Wales, but we actually can have a reasonable discussion, because Canberrans are reasonable people, about the sort of prison system that we should build and about the rehabilitation that will go on inside that system. So, look, I'm very pleased to be here today, because when 70% of our prisoners go back for a second visit, then we're getting something wrong. And so that's why it's important to have somebody like Ian Webster here today, a professor, a teacher, an author, a scholar, and somebody who cares. And when on your CV you can actually list that you're the honouring visiting physician to the St Vincent de Paul Society at Matthew Talbot Hostel, I don't think there's more you have to say. And I'll let the man speak for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Webster.